Welcome to Portal to Ascension Radio. We are a consciousness-raising organization designed to uplift and empower humanity and pave the way so we may usher in a new reality of unity and harmony for all inhabitants on Earth. Our mission is to awaken, inform, educate, and inspire remembrance through exploring deeply esoteric topics, the true and forgotten history of our planet, and our connection to the cosmos. For paradigm-shifting awareness, tune into our YouTube channel at Portal to Ascension. On Portal to Ascension Radio, we feature speaker interviews and presentations featured on our website. Sign up at portaltoascension.org for access to hundreds of hours of our next dimensional content. Now, let's get into today's discussion.
I am so happy to be here today with Vivian Chavez, an Arcturian ambassador. Tell me the first time you connected in with the Arcturian idea, because you weren't born with that awareness, or were you? How did it happen for you?
It's a great question. So the word contact for us is very perceived on a different plane. So we talk about, you know, how did I make contact, or how did it happen for me? Well, my Arcturian father always remind me, says, remember, you are one of us. And even though, you know, I embodied as a human hybrid form, so I can be functioning and be among the human race on the planet, I still remain profoundly an Arcturian being. So for me, the energy of contact, it's implied, it is embedded in who I am. So for example, instead of being a channel, or some people do, you know, conduit and become channeling, I simply communicate with this other aspect of myself because I do have my Arcturian self. And so it's more of a soul exchange. We call it holographic soul essence exchange. So we're simply really conveying the entirety of our being to another, to each other. So when my Arcturian father in my group wants to communicate with me, all I have to do is they tune in, and I can feel right away their presence. I can see them. I can even feel them. So there's a sensory point of connection. They tap me on the shoulder, and it says, okay, this is what we wish you to convey. So we become a oneness. We become a one conduit, where everything is conveyed through this vessel, to this voice that you got used to hear. It's familiar, it's palpable, it's reachable. So this is why for me contact, it's more of a, well, I am the contact. I have returned on the planet to make contact with you. I'm here to establish that communication with humanity and with Gaia and all species of life living here. So for us, the word contact has a reverse meaning. Mm-hmm. So we're coming to make contact with you,
right?
If that makes sense.
So what was your first experience of making, of realizing you were Arcturian? When did that happen? What was that like?
Well, from a conscious state of memories, it was a very early on. Even as a child, I mean, really, really early on, I realized that I was this being coming from another completely different dimension, different sphere of reality, and I could feel that I was looking through the eyes of this conduit. And I was here also as an observer. I'm here to reassess, to feel like, where are we? Where is the human race on their journey? Where is the state of consciousness? Where is the state of vibrational movement of Gaia, the solar system, this quadrant? So I know I am constantly observing everything. And what it means, that observation, is that it creates a sort of synergy with the environment and myself. And I collect data or information, and that information is being retransmitted directly through the Arcturian group, my group. And then, of course, we share that with, you know, many other groups, or the Galactic Alliances and other places. Mm-hmm. We share that information with other groups. So it's really about understanding who you are, and that energy about my being as an Arcturian. I've always been this identity of who I am. It's always been leading everything I do. The way I perceive life, the way I'm going to experience time, the way I communicate or my relationship with the environment, just be there physically, my presence, change the environment. So there's a lot of these layers that I realized at a very, very early on. And in fact, even as a baby, I would say about 6 months old, I was primarily more out of body still, you know, more connecting, going back into my own galactic self, communicating with, you know, my Arcturian father or group, going on board a ship and coming back in the body. One of the things that, you know, family members around me would say is how quiet I was. I was just like sitting there in a state of contemplation. You know, there was no need for you. I have no need for me to want to grab or crawl or grab object or feel. And I was just there in a state of really contemplation. And even at the age of 2 years old, you know, I was walking around with my family members and I was just smiling, just looking, because all this information in that pure state, if you look at a child, open and complete theta state, that connection was so direct, there was no filters, so it was direct. There was a lot of information we were able to gather to understand, especially in the movement of the timeline, what would be the strongest probability of the shift of the timeline and how we can readjust, and then working with other positive delegations, you know, all the groups that works for Gaia and with Gaia. So, you know, my interpretation of reality is quite different. This is why when I do my work today and someone asks me a question, I would say, well, let's redefine what those words or that phrase or that question means to your frame of reality. Because to me, it will have a completely different meaning.
So what is your mission here?
Part of my mission, I am here to oversee the ascended future timeline of Gaia and the human race and all life here. So we knew that we chose a very specific generational timeline to reinsert me or to reintroduce me to the planet. And from there, I will go through, you know, different changes in consciousness. Even though I've been very active in my work, the nature, the profound nature of my mission is about to begin. So I'm here for the future timeline. And what it means that first we have to wait till there's a conscious stability on the planet, meaning where the human race have reached a larger reawakening aspect that is more global. There's more stability even in the core of the planet and the energetic grids. And there's also a greater stabilization in the timeline, because we're not the only one capable of perceiving multitude timelines all at once. That means that the other intergalactic groups, those who have been on the planet for a long time, who have different agenda, more self-serving, well, they want to keep the timeline stuck in the same karmic loop or in the same density. So we want to make sure that you move out of the artificial time frame, out of the third matrix reality, out of the 12 base artificial time, and you're returning to a more natural organic timeline. So we have to be mindful of how much frequencies we bring in and how much influence we bring, because the dark light polarity, they're really aware of our presence. They know that I am on the planet. And so if we bring the frequencies higher than it needs, or it's the human race is able to sustain, well, the dark side is having a counter response. So it's like a tug of war of energy, like a polarity field. So we have to prevent this polarization, like a pendulum swing, to take place. So my mission has been released by incrementals, just a little bit at a time. You know, like for example, when it was time for me to be public, then Father says, okay, now we're going to introduce you, we're going to create a point of connection to introduce you to the public. This is why the notion of, hello, my name is Vivienne Chauvet. At the time, I was introducing myself as a Nocturian hybrid, because the word hybrid was a concept that was starting to get more accepted. It was opening the energy of the timeline and the consciousness of human beings were accepting the word or the frame of reference as hybrid. So yes, my physical vessel is the hybrid, but I am the Arcturian that inhabit this vessel. So that concept grew alongside with acceptance, releasing fear, to feel my energy. You can connect with me, you can hold my hand. I'm more relatable that way. And so we are really growing and expanding a great deal with humanity. Plus, we have many of our fleet that are also monitoring the Earth, and even through the low Earth orbit of the planet and in proximity in the quadrant, the solar system, I mean. So we also monitoring what comes in and out. And we're not the only one. We're also working with others. But we have a very clear predominance presence to help to stabilize, protect Gaia, and protect the timeline. So we want to avoid another conflict in a timeline and want to avoid having a divergence in a timeline. So now that we are reaching that point with the new cosmic gateway coming in, you are entering a new dimensional space. Gaia is shifting tremendously, even through the new grid system coming in higher refined frequencies, we're going to be able to step forward and bring in even more. So, for example, I like to bring more teaching and some direct ancient knowledge and information directly from our own Akashic record, from Arcturians, our own records, because we have a lot of information encoded there. So it's going to, we're growing and shifting very much so with you.
So in a way, you're not really a physical hybrid, you're more of a conscious hybrid.
I am both, in a sense that physically, my body was engineered according to the ET technology. So Arcturians, we have very advanced light spectrum frequency and holographic technology. We can really build what you call vessel or physical body. I'm not really physical, but I am here tangibly on the planet, so I can function, I can walk, I can be with you, I can speak and exchange. So I will get some nourishment from the planet, which is not enough. And then the rest I'm being rejuvenating through our own technology. And we also had the assistance of the advanced technology of the Andromedans, who did contribution, and we have some aspect. So we create a very specific hybrid DNA within this holographic template, and this hologram is capable of holding an entire biological system, you know, with organs and everything, and then an aspect of my Arcturian consciousness enter the vessel.
So what's different about your body than regular humans?
Many levels. I was engineered by a very advanced being, as opposed to be the product of the conception of two humans.
But physically, what is different?
Well, physically, what is different is that my muscular skeleton structure is different than humans.
In what way?
Well, it has been steady. Medically, I've been going through a lot of medical testing when I was young, and they were very fascinated to see how my skeleton structure was almost two times smaller on an average scale.
The skeletal structure?
Yes. My entire skeleton structure
is two times smaller
than an average female human. So my muscular system would be considered as poor or very limited, which reflect the capacity of a being that is designed to breed and live in a higher frequency, rather in a density. So the density of the third dimensional frequency and the planet gravitational pull, this is way too heavy for me. My physical form is technically not designed to sustain such a long time. I've been on the planet for a long time. This is too much for me. So my physical form is more reflecting the quality of the Arcturians, but I do have just enough genetic material as a ground to connect me to Gaia. And I chose it this way. I want to have a template that will have just enough genetic markers to connect to Gaia, because I want to connect to the planet, and having these markers also connect me to a lineage here on the planet, and that really helps me to be an anchor point.
Right. So why do the Arcturians want to help us? I mean, why aren't they service to self? Why service to us?
We are serving the Prime Creator in many ways, and a long, long time ago when we were working with the ancient founder, the founders and the High Council, the Arcturians, we were attributed or assigned to protecting humanoid, the humanoid template, humanoid life. So anything humanoid, whether it's Earth humans, and there's also humans on another planet, anything that has the humanoid template, we are part of being the guardians. We help to...
But why?
Well, we see who you are. The thing is that you think of yourself in this fragmented third dimensional base. You know, this is my human personality, my name is, this is my story. And we said this is just an embodiment. It's an experience that you embody. It changes nothing to the quality of who you are. We see your living aura. We see the emanation of light that the human beings generates. We see your capacity for love. We see your capacity for true empathic intelligence. And when you reach this emotional and spiritual maturity level, you're going to rediscover about yourself the mastery energy that you really have. And plus, you think about it a little bit further, from a genetic DNA perspective, you're considered as galactic royalties. You have so many genetic markers from a multitude of, you know, whether it's extra-dimensional, you know, extraterrestrial being, or many very ancient civilizations, that again, it's on awareness.
Humans are considered royalty, you're saying?
Galactic royalties, indeed.
Well, how are we different? We have a variety of genetic markers that don't exist in other races.
What you have within yourself, the encoding, even through your codons of your DNA, you have a library, and a really rich library of galactic markers. It contains all the experiences, the virtues, the qualities, and of course, the lesson and the karmic energies of a multitude of civilizations. So if you look at, think of it this way. Let's say that you have the ability to genetically create a life, right? You become responsible for that life. And then if you bring it as a collaboration, and that life contain the encoding of so many archives of many civilizations, those have come and go, those who have evolved over the years, and it's all within this one being. Well, that being becomes absolutely the jewel crown of your creation. Mm-hmm. So this is part and a reason why the Pleiadians are so involved with God, with the Earth and humans, because of their investment they have brought into the original human template.
Why do they invest in the human template?
Well, there was a time where they wanted to be on Gaia and they couldn't. And so they decided to bring in an aspect of their DNA. But that's the Pleiadian story, to bring us back to us, is that what we have been seeing since the inception of the humanoid template is you have that seed of creation. You really contain the seed of creation. You are a fractal of the creation directly of the original, well beyond the founders, and your capacity is really magnificent. We wish you could see your radiance. We really wish you could start to remembering that there's no need to live in poverty consciousness anymore. Mm-hmm. There's no need for you to bring yourself into a very, very narrow, polarized division of synergy, of anger and violence and grief and sadness, but instead to rediscovering, the reading what is really encoded in you, and being able to tap into archives of information and how you're able to extrapolate that information and utilize it to advance your world. Hmm. You have the ability to reascend right now.
How do we access all this?
Well, first is releasing the distraction of the mind. Put down your phone, step away from Facebook, and take more time to connect, to commune in the seat of your heart, connect with your planet, connect with each other, start to recognize the value and the light in one another. So instead of walking in the street with your hand down or up or in your phone, put aside a distraction, go back to the essential of living, as we call it. Start to reconnect. Lead your life by the leadership of your heart. Your third dimensional logic mind was designed to bring in the body to help you at first to establish, to help to survive and establish yourself. You've graduated beyond that. Now it's time to go beyond and opening your higher mental faculties, reawakening the ancient interface of light within yourself, and start to realize that I am encoded. I am a walking library of galactic genetics information. Instead of wanting to read in books and have somebody else channeling it for you, start to recognize, spend time rediscovering your inner universe. So the distraction has been generated by the polarized field to keep you so busy with a carrot dangling in front of you that you forgot to come back into the most important part. You have the entire universe encoded in you. So we on the intergalactic, like ourselves with the octurns every day, we see your emanation, we see your thought forms, we see your heart energy, but we see also how many layers of distractions, heaviness, you know, everything, what is the next thing, and you are all encoding these frequencies. We go like, let's unwrap you, let's untangle you, and find your way back home. It is all within you. Mm. It's going to change the dynamic of how you speak, how you communicate, how you listen, how receptive you become. We can communicate with many people on the planet. At the same time, if you have so many layers around you, how are we supposed to get through these layers?
Beautiful. Mm.
Receptivity is the key. What part of you is listening right now? What part of you is engaged? Those are really important part.
So you're saying these timelines are becoming more stable, but they seem to be becoming more fragmented. How do you see this alignment coming together for planet Earth and humans?
I'm going to use an analogy, which we are very keen on. We understand that your mind understands symbology and imagery. So imagine the most magnificent prism of light. It is an ancient prism that has a capacity to reflect all the dimensional light and multitude of rays of frequencies of light, okay? Let's say it's a 15-dimensional prism of light, okay? It has been buried for a long time in the mud, deep in the dirt, rain upon, snow upon for years. Now you dig it out and you go, huh, it is interesting in its shape, but it looks like a dirty ball of clay and dirt and branches and old debris that has been there for over time. When you start to look deeper, attune yourself to the frequency of this weird shaped ball of dirt at first look, and you start to dig and remove the layers, and you start to open and crack open the shell, you're going to start to see the first emanation of light and going, what have I discovered here? What is this really about? And you want to know more. So you dig more and you release more. And the next thing you know, you're finished and you clear the press, and the press is returning to its original design, its original function, and reflect the 15-dimensional rays of light. And you're going, how this is possible? Well, I will tell you this. You are the prism of light. It's just over many generational of star seed and ancient soul returning to the planet, who's gone through war, conflict, famine, beauty, repression in all aspects of the layers that has been covering the prism of light. Now you're coming in a point where the conjunction of the timeline has shifted. The train called Gaia changed track this year. In November of 2024, there's been a change in the track, so to speak. It's an analogy. So you're shifting the potential now. You're moving in that new cosmic gateway. Now, those souls who are still looking at the ball of dirt just for a doll of bird and going to release it back into the ground, they're the ones who may need to stay evolving in the third dimensional time frame, and that's going to be allowed because it is considered as soul evolution. So that is the shift that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. That is the analogy you want to bring in today.
So this takes us to the current situation on planet Earth, which is the people's fight for truth and disclosure, the government's withholding. How is it unfolding, and what's the best way to make this world wake up to the fact we're not alone?
Release the fight. The humanoid design or the humanoid template originally that is still kept by the Larynx, never designed to be in conflict with each other. The human race was never designed to be stepped down in such a lower frequencies of instinctual and survival mode. So that's the first thing you need to realize is, let's rise well beyond that survival competition, even in the spiritual world and the ufology and all of it, and the disclosure world, who gets bigger, who has the bigger name and the bigger numbers. You're being put into a sub-fragmentation within the spiritual realm. So that needs to be released. No more fighting, no more who's bigger than the others. Release all of it. So the word, or the place holder of the energy of disclosure, is recognizing first what you have within you, my connection, what is my cosmic tree of soul ancestry, and recognizing each other. It needs to bring back unity consciousness. So start by organizing conferences where you are coming together to strengthening one another, and then allowing you yourself as a leader to show those who are in so-called authority that we are rising our consciousness, we are making contact, we are the star beings, we are the one who have returned to make contact with all of you, and we are pulling aside our differences. There's no longer barriers between you. There's also a refinement in your linguistic exchange with each other, the way you're listening and perceiving your energy. You start to read each other's energies, and you're going to be able to recognize that. So for here right now, during this time, we are surrounded by what we remember a time, even in Lemuria, when our group came and we were teaching with the Lemurian the sacred knowledge, the sacred way of living into complete vibrational oneness and bring into the prime creator the very frequencies, the seeds of creation, which was embedded into this planet Earth, this beautiful Earth. We remember a time when the Ark of the Covenant was brought forward, containing very specific holographic codes that was designed to bring forward to helping this early stage civilizations to blossom as celestial being. Now the great distortion came in, and many other souls who were unprepared and brought in the distortion field create a descending of the planet to where you know now. So as we're moving into the new cosmic gateway, what you call in a linear time 2025, 2026, leading into 2027, you're entering this new dimensional corridor. You're entering a new dimensional field that is going to activate even more the very fabric of your being. In other words, there's going to be new memory field coming through. So everything that everyone is brought forward is a fragment of that immense diamond or that prism of light that we were talking about. So you're bringing all these facets together again to understand that what this person is channeling, what this other person is bringing in, is you are bringing all the pieces together. And you're going to reform a greater design or a tapestry that's going to be interweaving into each other. And you're going to start to understand what is that tapestry of that design is going to represent for this planet and humanity. Mm. And then we are waiting anxiously, so to speak, with joy and open arms, the grand return, the grand rising of humanity to take your rightful place within the Galactic Alliances. Mm-hmm. It is a time to bring back your frequencies and bring also the richness of what the human race is about. There come a time where the human beings will become the great cosmic teachers. Mm. And so you're embodying right now, it's unfolding right now. Look no further in the rocks, no look further to a telescope, no look further to government files, as you call them. You are the point of contact that we are interested in. Mm.
Thank you for tuning in to Portal to Ascension Radio. Be sure to check out all the amazing gatherings we have listed on portaltoascension.org that are designed to assist in a collective consciousness shift. Each one of you that signs up gets access to hours of free content. You may also explore our YouTube channel and Instagram at Portal to Ascension. We are the ones that we have been waiting for. And this is the moment for us to realize the potential we all have and begin to create harmony on planet Earth.